It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NBA season kicks off tonight, a pretty good doubleheader, the Celtics and Knicks, and the Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight. The Rockets get started tomorrow against the Hornets, and they're 66-1, Tyler, to win it all. So you know how you are.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, sure. That'd be a nice long play if you wanted to do that. But to preview this NBA season and the Rockets, a former Rockets legend and 7-time champion, Robert Horry, joins us. Robert Horry is here courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards odds, plus updated win totals and player stats. All right, Big Shot Rob, how's it going? Last time we talked to you, you kind of got on me a little bit about LeBron and the Lakers, but no, we always have a good time with you. How you doing, man?
Man, I love talking to you guys, man. I'm great, man. How's everything over there?
Pretty good, man. I'm curious how you feel about the big news with the Rockets. They have signed and now it looks like committed to kind of their two cornerstones. Jalen Green gets the big deal, 3 years, 106, and then Şengün gets 5 years, 185, and there was a wonder on what the Rockets were going to do with those guys, if they were going to commit long-term or potentially wait and see. They have decided to commit to those two young players. Your thoughts on that decision from the Rockets?
Well, you know, they had to. You know, in this day and age, the way you're throwing money around with the new collective bargaining coming up, I think they did a great job in securing those guys. I still think Jalen Green is still – he hasn't tapped his potential yet. You know, once he learned that he has to play defense every night and, you know, you got a great coach and Ime's going to get in. He's going to be one of the best players. And, you know, I always thought Şengün was the best player for them when I first saw him come there. He's just a great talent, unbelievable post player, great passer. So they were smart by locking both those guys up.
Robert, I'm a casual fan, man. So I'm a Rockets fan, casual fan. When the season comes around, I'm ready to rock and roll. When the playoffs comes around, I'm locked in. And so I just want to make that loud and clear. I think there's a lot of folks out there. There's a lot of folks out there like me. And as I see what the Rockets are doing right now, I really lean into, you mentioned the head coach. I really lean into Ime Udoka and the fact that he's not going to commit to either of these guys, but specifically Jalen Green, if he doesn't believe that the sky's the limit in terms of where this guy can go and he's starting off in the right direction. How much do you trust the fact that the guys that are making the decisions seem to have in the past made some pretty good decisions and built some pretty good squads?
I you know, this thing about everybody over there is still trying to figure things out. You know, they haven't been there for 4 or 5 years, but they got some great draft picks. You know, you talk about veteran leadership. Now you got Steven Adams. Of course, you got Uncle Green. And you talk about, you know, guy who has been to the finals and Van Vliet. They got a lot of veteran leadership over there. So that's the most important thing because, you know, young guys sometimes, you know, they can fly outside of the lines when, you know, you need those veterans to bring them in because we know, you know, that this team is very, very talented. You think about how they started out last season and how they brought a little hope back to the Rockets organization. So, but at the end of the day, they're still young, but they're going to have to play hard each and every night. And I think Ime understands that, you know, from being in the league as much as he has and playing, you know, coming up the hard way he had to. So I think they'll be fine. I think they, you know, for me, looking at things, they're going to probably finish 7th or 8th in the West.
Oh, okay. So that's the playoffs. Okay, I was going to hit you up about that, and I do want to hear your long play thoughts on that. Real quick, though, as we are joined here by seven-time world champion Robert Horry, and Robert Horry is courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and award odds, plus updated win totals and player stats. I do want to get your thoughts on specifically how to handle those two, because we watched Sengun early in the year really play well and look like, okay, he is the guy that, of all these young players, he's the guy that seems to be the one playing the best and the one you ride. And then Sengun had the ankle injury, and that's when we saw Jalen Green play the best that he played. With those two playing together, who do you feel like this needs to run through? Who should be the lead dog here? Like in Denver, we know it's Jokic and then it's Murray. Who is it? How should these roles be, in your opinion, with these two players?
I think you should go through Sengun first. And the only reason I say that, because there are only about five good big men in the league. You know what I mean? So he needs to come out and put fear in people's heart. And once he gets off, it's going to make it easier for Jalen, you know, Dylan, all those guys. And that's what's the most important part about to me, because if you take the Splash Brothers away, you take the Celtics away, every championship that has been won has been played. You had a dominant big man. You had a big man that forced the issue, did so many different things for you. And I think that's what Sengun can do for the team. You know, they need to run it through him. That's just me. And I could be wrong, you know, seven championships in, so I don't know.
Wow.
Hey,
got him.
Hey, speaking of that, Robert, I mean, I think you just answered the question, but when Ron was bringing you in, I don't mean to get off topic here a little bit, but I mean, do you ever get used to being introduced as seven-time champ? I mean, damn. I mean, there's two of y'all on the planet, you and Brady, pretty much?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like, I don't, you know, I think about my plight to the NBA and how hard I had to work to get there, and, you know, and the Rockets fans booing me when they got drafted by them. You know, it's so many things that I put on my plate and the sacrifice I had to do. So I love the fact, especially when you got a guy like Charles Barkley who I was traded for the Rockets, and he got them nothing. So I'm happy about it every time you say seven times.
Seven times.
Robert Horry joins us. It was interesting. You said you felt like seven or eight seed. I was going to ask you what your expectation was for this Rockets team that just missed out to the play-in as the 11 seed and went 500 and had a big season turnaround. So your expectations is that this young group that didn't really add a lot from the outside to this team, it seems like they're really, you know, depending on growth from their young guys outside of Steven Adams, who is different from last year. But your expectation is they get to the postseason.
I do. I think, you know, you got Jabari, who's still learning, you know, Cam, all these guys on this team, Easton, who's going to be healthy. I think they have a lot of talent. And when you're young, you really don't have to add any pieces because you were right there on the cusp if it wasn't for injuries. And for me, I think this core has a good relationship. You know, you got a leader in Van Vliet that can run this organization. So I think you didn't need to really add anything. Only like teams like, let's say, like the OKC, even though they're young, they needed some size. And you look at, you know, like Denver, I mean, I'm about to say the Mavericks, they needed some extra shooting. They didn't have that shooter. So when you look at this team, they have shooters. They have defense. They have pretty much everything. It's just the youth that comes into play and the injuries.
What's the take it to another team that you played for, the Lakers, man, with Bronny and LeBron situation out in L.A., man. What do you think about that? How do you see that unfolding?
What a moment.
For me, I think they're going to be right there with the Rockets battling for the play-in term. You know, Lakers fans are getting mad at me, but, it's the truth. You know, if you look at everybody in the NBA, everybody added something to get better. Even though I think they probably got the best rookie in the draft, and connect, I just think, you know, you have to do more than just that. You know, I think they needed a little bit more. because you do have an aging LeBron. You do have guys that are in and out of the lineup due to injury, and you just need some accountability when it comes to another star power player over there.
All right, Rob, we appreciate you for joining us. We always love to hear from you, and enjoy this season, and hope to hear from you again soon.
Yeah, and you know what this year is, right?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
God, what's this year?
It's the anniversary of the championship in 95, man. So y'all should be really happy over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's go, Roger. I don't know. I get defensive. Hey, I thought you was coming for you. I get defensive.
No, I got to be there. I got to be there next week for a lunch. And so, for the honor of that 95 championship. So I'm happy for my second championship with the Rockets. It's my favorite championship of all time. So I'm really happy to get back to H-Town.
All right, well, enjoy your time here. You never know. Hopefully we run into you.
I hope so.
All right, that's seven-time. Charles Barkley, seven-time
champ. Seven-time.
Robert Horry, courtesy of Bet Online. All right, should be a fun season. And, yes, the anniversary of that 95 championship. Well, the sixth seed that they slid in and were able to come back and win their second straight championship over Shaquille O'Neal and the Orlando Magic. So that was a fun year for the Rockets, of course. All right, we continue as the tape dropped, and one of these teams, I would say cornerstones.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.